everyone. How does it feel knowing that Diddy is behind bars? And if he is convicted on every charge, he would spend at least 15 years in prison with the possibility of a life sentence. How y'all doing out there? You know, it takes way, way, way too long for some people to receive justice. But when they do, we have to rejoice. And I really think that we need to give Cassie her flowers and her praise. A lot of people were upset when she sued Diddy. They said she's a gold digger. And I don't know the ins and outs and the details of the Diddy situation, but I feel that if Cassie is not the reason why everybody following her had the courage to speak out and come forward, if she's not the reason for that, and if she's not the reason why he's behind bars right now to make law enforcement get suspicious about his behavior because of Cassie speaking out, what we can say unequivocally is that video of Diddy beating, kicking, and throwing things at his girlfriend at the time, Cassie. That video let us know what he's capable of. That video let us know what he has done. It is clear, cut, cold, whatever you call it. It is evidence. So Cassie's haters who doubted her, or anyone who doubted her, was silenced. If they had two brain cells, they were silenced and didn't think that was like AI or something. And so that video lets everyone know that Diddy is possible of doing the things that he's being accused of. Shout out to whoever released that video. Why the fuck were we? That video is from 2016, y'all. And it just came out. So, like, who was sitting on that? And how many videos have been destroyed? There's no way that's the only video of Diddy doing something shady or abusive or wrong. There's no way. I feel that he has been wielding his money and his power for decades. And that's all part of why this took so long. And victims are scared of these powerful, wealthy people who are violent and threaten you. And it just makes me think how many other people connected or that have been victim to Diddy and other people that we don't even know about are too terrified to come forward. We need to really find a way to protect people. Protect the most vulnerable and the most at risk. Because I do worry about the safety of some of Diddy's victims. I worry. I really do. But let me get to the story that I'm a few days late on. Why I'm a few days late? Because this podcast is not a news podcast. It is an opinion podcast. Okay? And it is an opinion podcast because I am incredibly busy, but I am doing my best. So, as you know, Diddy has been charged with 3 counts: racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. So, these allegations/crimes have been taking place since 2008 to 2024. Members of Combs's enterprise allegedly engaged in sex trafficking, forced labor, interstate transportation for purposes of prostitution, coercion, and enticement to engage in prostitution, narcotics offenses, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. So when Diddy's homes were raided in Beverly Hills in Miami, They found various freak-off supplies, including drugs and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant. They also seized firearms, including 3 AR-15s with defaced serial numbers and a drum magazine. Diddy was arrested the night of September 16th at the Park Hyatt Hotel in New York around 8:30 p.m. by Homeland Security Investigations. So, Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilo, said, "We are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs by the U.S. Attorney's Office." Diddy, please reserve your judgment until you have all the facts. These are the acts of an innocent man with nothing to hide, and he looks forward to clearing his name in court. Sean Diddy Combs is a music icon, self-made entrepreneur, loving family man, and proven philanthropist who has spent the last 30 years building an empire, adoring his children, and working to uplift the Black community. He's an imperfect person, but he is not a criminal. He's dealing with this head on the way he has dealt with every challenge in his life. So the attorney says that Diddy saw this coming, and that's why he voluntarily relocated to New York last week in anticipation of these charges. I thought that was bullshit, but TMZ is also reporting that. And so now Diddy's lawyer is offering $50 million bail, and they are saying that Diddy will not see any females, therefore he won't be able to possibly try to convince his victims not to speak. They're saying that he won't see any females but his family and that he will submit to weekly drug tests if they allow this bail. Yeah, I think it's only family that he said as far as the females. So I don't really understand, or what do you think Diddy's going to do? Do you think he's that much of a delusional narcissist that he thinks he's going to beat this case? Does he want to do something? I'll just be vague. If he's released. I don't understand why he was in New York. I don't understand how they raid two of your properties. And apparently, I guess this all began like 9 months ago. I guess the Cassie video dropped may have dropped 9 months ago or so. I don't understand how you have all this, these smoking guns and this evidence. And you're chilling, you're straight up chilling at your house in New York or partying wherever in the States. Y'all saw what Russell Simmons did. Russell Simmons said, you know what? Y'all are going to see me in Bali. I'm done with this whole living in America situation because I'm not going to be a free man in America. I want to be a free man abroad. How was Diddy still here? How? I feel like he could have easily left. He was, you know, on his jets. He was on his private jets ever since the Cassie video dropped, ever since the raids. Like, he's been out and about living normally, like he normally does. How didn't he flee? I mean, I'm happy he didn't flee, but I'm confused. And everybody is so obsessed with these freak-offs. Apparently, he had parties where women, his crew would get women telling them that, like, I guess Diddy wants to date them. And then they would allegedly be drugged and coerced to engage in sex acts with male sex workers. And Diddy would be masturbating and he would be filming so he could watch it later, allegedly. So everybody's obsessed with the freak-offs as if there aren't like 20 crimes that he allegedly committed and everybody's focused on those. But it begs the question, who was attending the freak-offs as far as celebrities? Who was participating in the freak-offs? I don't think it was exclusively Diddy watching this shit. Who was watching? Who was participating? Diddy has a history of partying with Ashton Kutcher. He has a history of partying with Leonardo DiCaprio. He has a history of partying with A-listers in Hollywood. So who the fuck was possibly a part of this? And then when Usher was on Howard Stern and Usher lived with Diddy when he was like 16, and Usher said he saw a lot of wild things at Diddy's house. And he left it at that. He didn't really elaborate. But who, what, I want more on the freak offs to know more information. And of course, Carisha's bitch ass, I think, was a big part of freak shit. I'm not going to say freak offs, but remember that video where Carisha goes, "I'm a whore," which I love so much. I don't even know why I'm calling her Carisha. Young Miami slash Carisha. She was on video saying she's a whore. We know she's a whore. Then she's like, "Oh, I was joking when I said to somebody, you know, I like being peed on." What was going on? God, I want to hear from Young Miami. I want to hear from Young Miami. I want to hear from Cassie, but Diddy paid off Cassie. What? How badly was Cassie tortured? I don't even want to know. It had to be bad. So bad. The man is ugly. The man is an asshole. And you have to F him probably God knows how often, as far as Cassie. Only God knows how often Cassie had to fuck that man. Lord. You had to fuck him. You had to cook for him. He threw, you know, eggs at her face one time. Like, what was that about? I really look forward to the victims coming out, and we don't even know what this really entails. Yeah, they, you know, the indictment came out, but the indictment is not the details, bitches. It's not the like first hand account stories from the victims. That's what I'm really interested to see. Y'all already know Netflix, Hulu, all the networks finna make a documentary. You know, 50 Cent has one, whatever. I haven't seen a 50 Cent documentary, but this is my Surviving R. Kelly for me. I never watched Surviving R. Kelly, but I will be watching this Diddy shit. But I want the people behind it to do their due diligence and uncover every fucking stone. Let us know everything. Spare us no details. This is crazy. Diddy at one point was so inspirational. I always thought he was ugly as fuck. He's not talented as far as rapping. He repeats the same lines year after year, album after album. He can't dance. He's ugly as fuck. He was so nasty and rude on Making the Band. Yesterday, a friend of mine said that her friend worked for him and he is horrific. But I'm just interested. Like I said, I've never been a fan in any capacity, but I am definitely interested to find out more. Rolling Stone wrote an article about him months ago. I didn't read it. I want to. I'm just fascinated because, you know, we could all point the fingers at Diddy as we should, but let's not pretend that there isn't a lot of abuse of power and a lot of abuse of women in Hollywood and on a global scale from anyone who has money, or sorry, a lot of people who have money. And we have to rejoice every time someone is brought to justice because that's one less abuser on the street. So that's what I have to say about that. Stay tuned. In 45 minutes, they're doing a new hearing to see if Diddy will make this 50. Well, I'll say 11 a.m. Pacific because I don't know when you'll listen to it. Diddy has another hearing to try to get bail. So I just don't really like what you gonna do at home. I understand why you want bail, but I'm confused. You knew these charges were coming, you didn't flee, and now you want to go at home for what? I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out. I see Diddy as someone who has no interest in serving a life sentence or 15 years at minimum. I don't see Diddy as someone who would want to do that. So I'm so intrigued to find out what's going to happen here. I'll keep you posted. Might not be immediately. As I said, we are not in the business of breaking news, but I will come here to give my opinion. We are an opinion source, not a news source. And I just came up with that. So, F anybody if they want to steal it. I will talk to you later. Bye.